morning, everybody. Just want to start off by saying I want to thank God for blessing me this morning to wake up and see a beautiful day to breathe light again. Here we are today. This is my first day on today, so we're going to see how this thing goes. You know, looking back on life, being nostalgic about everything, many steps you could have took. Should have paved your path the right way if all you had to do was listen. You know, during those teenage years and adolescent stage, you know, you want to experience things yourself. You want to go out and you want to do everything yourself, even though you have somebody in your ear that already told you about these things. So looking back on that, man, I want to just say, you know, by experience, I had trouble listening because I wanted to go and get that experience myself before anything, so I know how to cope with everything when I get a little older. For instance, like, you know, all y'all fellas, y'all, you know, y'all mess with these girls, man. I don't know how y'all did, but me basically, you know, call it what you wanted. Whether being a hoe or a player, anything you want to call it. But I know me, I call it as a test. Not a test for the women, but a test for me. So that it lets me know what type of woman I want. What type of woman I know I'm looking for. You know? You'll never find a perfect person. Never. You can find somebody perfect in your eyes, but they're not perfect in somebody else's eyes. You understand? You know? In a relationship, you know, if you're real serious about it, you both bring in expectations. When you both bring in these expectations, now it's almost like now you're putting yourself to work. Now you taking everything that you know, everything that you see, everything that you want, and you're going to try to pour it into that your significant other or that person that you want. And if you don't do it that way, you're going to try to see if you can get it out of them without even putting forth the effort. So, you know, you get these people that say, let's build each other so we can have this beautiful, perfect relationship, this perfect family. Mind you now, this is never easy. This is one thing where both have to understand, okay, this is what this person like, this is what this person like, you know. Don't get us wrong. Man ain't perfect and women ain't perfect either. So if you gonna mess up in the mix of it, you gonna get some things wrong, but you also gonna get some things right at the same time. You know? Once you get to the point where you really like falling for this person, this is when some of them kinks start to rub itself out. When you don't want to be with nobody but this person, you know, like I said, this is where them kinks start to rub each other out. So, with that being said, ladies, men, I want y'all to grab y'all hammer, grab y'all chisel. And as a strong individual, I want both of you to make each other strong. For the sake of your relationship, for the sake of your family, and if you have kids, you know, for the sake of your kids. Because once you see, or when somebody else sees, you know, that you two are doing great, you two are happy together, you two are You know, look good together and everything like that. You know, nothing's never perfect. Like I said, remember, there's always going to be some arguments. It's gonna take time. This is not an easy process. I promise you. It takes patience. Patience, persistence, diligence, loyalty, trust. It takes patience. You know, I went through it. Still going through it. As long as you live, you're gonna go through it, because like I said, nobody's perfect.